listener production. Coffee for one, through your headphones whenever you feel like it. Even in the afternoon or after dinner.
Say it again, it keeps me awake.
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Happy, happy Monday to you. Question for you, Matt O'Kine. How many episodes of The Simpsons do you reckon they've put out?
Oh, I'm going to say, 1,000. Have they done 1,000? Have they done as many as Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast?
762. Pathetic efforts from The Simpsons. Given that this week our 1,000th episode will be dropping, we're going to be checking in with someone who could be gracing the stage, Min from Melbourne. We did a poll over the weekend to see whether we should get him up to do his first ever comedy set. It's a comedy of errors that how we got to this situation, but that is quite fun. And in fact, like if you look at The Simpsons on IMDb, like their rating goes down over the seasons. I reckon today's All Day Breakfast is one of our greatest, and we're in the 900s.
There is some big stuff happening on today's ep, so we're not going to hold back. We're going to dive right in. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Well, Alex Dyson, I'm going to take you back to 2003. It
That's
was late
21
in the,
years ago.
Yep. When a young, fresh-eyed Matt O'Kine, straight out of, in drama school, first year of drama school, decided, I'm going to enter this raw comedy competition. Now, I'd had a few beers and I got home from a night out and I thought,
where do all the best ideas start?
Well, I was like, I'm just going to put my name down. And so in the details went, then I slept it off. And a couple of weeks later, I got the phone call. Hey, it's the Sit Down Comedy Club in Brisbane. We're just letting you know that your raw comedy heat is on this date. And in that moment, the beers well and truly having worn off, I thought, cancel. That's what I thought. I thought, just tell them you cannot do it.
Yeah.
But instead I said, thank you. And then hung up the phone and thought, dear Lord, what have I done?
What have I signed myself up for?
Yep. But it was the start of a huge, blossoming, sometimes wilting, sometimes flopping, but roller coaster of a career.
It is. And it's sometimes the best careers start out with the best stories. You know, the best romances start out with the best stories, like the best meeting stories.
Oh, mate, the first date that goes well, you're never going to see them again. It's always, it's got to be a disaster. Someone's going to end up in the emergency room and you realize this person is life.
Now, we're talking about this because we did a bit of content on Friday in which I thought we'd ring a number that doesn't exist. Comedy Republic had received a bit of a sus-looking CV of a so-called aspiring comedian that we thought was dodgy because they'd used the photo of Cristiano Ronaldo in there. Turns out on the same day, which coincided with our Facebook getting hacked. So I thought this is going to be tough. Let's try and track this mongrel down who's hacked our Facebook. Turns out it was an actual up-and-coming young comedian who wanted to try out stand-up comedy and had sent their CV and was just slightly embarrassed about their own photo, so used the Cristiano face melt. So we said, this has to go somewhere. We put the poll up. Do you think that this guy, Min, his name is, should perform at Comedy Republic as part of Matt and Alex's 1,000th episode of All Day Breakfast? It was a resounding yes. And so we're going to call Min now just to clear the air and make sure he's ready for what will be his first ever stand-up set.
Well, okay, we should maybe ask some questions because a few people, when we posted the video of us talking to Min, they said, you know, he sounds a bit AI-ish.
Right.
Okay. So they're a little bit nervous about that. The second thing you're a bit nervous about, you know, this could very well be Min's stage debut and it's our 1,000th episode. And when I first did my raw heat back in 2003, the gig was actually in 2004, but when I applied, it was 2003. When I first did my first raw heat, I got 5 minutes. That was my time limit. Now, 5 minutes is a long time when you don't have jokes, I got to tell you. For you and the audience, it is a excruciatingly long time. So I thought a more achievable time would be 3 minutes, Daiso.
Yeah, I was thinking, because I'm coming at it from the when we used to do up-and-coming comedians on Good As Friday in a joke-a-thon.
Yeah.
We'd give each comedian 30 seconds to wow the crowd.
Wow.
Even then, sometimes it was like, this feels a bit long. So I thought that a good minute and a half, 90 seconds of Min, 90 seconds of power for Min to get up. Because it sounded like, from what we heard, he's a one-liner kind of comedian.
Well, he did give us an example and it sounded a little bit like this.
Are your parents bakers? Because I think you're such a cutie pie.
All right. So is cutie pie going to cut it? Is 90 seconds of cutie pie going to cut it?
And has he burnt his best joke already? We've got to ask Min a few things. We also want to talk to him again because people are saying to me, are you sure this guy's real? He's not going to turn up and hack your place? I'm like, we're going to have to see. So we're going to call Min, you and Cal right now once again on this phone number. He also added the email to the CV. I've got to ask him about this CV a little bit as well because I'm going to give him some tips.
Okay.
For other comedy clubs to potentially get some gigs after this one.
Let's get Min up.
Let's give Min a ring.
Hi.
Hello, Min. It's Matt and Alex calling here from All Day Breakfast and Comedy Republic. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. Thanks. How are you?
Well, we're good, Min.
Really good.
Where do we find you right now?
I'm at home.
Very nice. Been enjoying your day? Been up to much?
Yeah, I am studying and playing some guitar, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
What are you studying?
It's a bachelor. Business.
Bachelor of business. All right. Well.
Yeah, I've got a guitar.
Can you give us just a little quick strum?
Oh, sure. Sure. I can. Okay. So here it goes.
I got a second.
Yes.
Is that the song that goes, hi-ya-hee, hi-ya-ho? Is that that?
Yes, Min, oh man, this is great. Okay, thank you, Min, that's enough.
What's that song called, Min?
What?
What's that song called?
It's Dragostiginte, but I haven't got to the best part. Yes, you wanna hear some of the best
part? Yes, let's go to the best part.
Okay, but it's in Vietnamese, so I think it's...
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, hello, Emma, you ain't home. You are then boy, I'm dying. Hey, Emil, then come on here. Hello, hello. Chắc em đang vui cùng ai, có biết anh buồn. Chẳng nói lên câu này nào, hãy đưa cho vui sáng tình. Hey, Emil, hãy xa Romano mặt nè.
Yes.
All right, Min. Min, we've heard enough.
Min,
you've got the gig.
Good stuff. Oh, but we're calling you up because we want you to do some comedy for us, not wow us with your musical skills as well. Do you want to be a comedian or a musician?
I want to be a comedian more.
Oh,
okay, great.
Well, we want to try and help you out, okay? So we're going to start where we started the other day, and that is the CV that you sent to my little comedy club.
Yeah.
Saying, tired of hearing the same joke every day, how about some hilarious Vietnamese vibe jokes from a smart, handsome Vietnamese gentleman? Call me on this number. Now, before we get into what we're proposing that you do for us later on, we've got to talk about the CV. Why did you put together a CV to send out to some comedy clubs?
Because I want to give it a try. I want to get a shot at a comedy career.
Great. Absolutely.
That makes good sense. Thank
now,
you.
This is quite amazing because the comedy club that I work at that we started is called Comedy Republic, all right? And we get a few emails sort of like this from young people want to try open mic, but we're not really that kind of club, okay? Mm-hmm. It's usually the people who perform there have been doing comedy for a few years, all right, in other places before they get a shot on stage. It just so happened that your CV came in on the same day that our Facebook got hacked, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And so, and then with that photo that we mentioned that you put on of Cristiano Ronaldo meshed with your face, it made me think, well, maybe this is because that might not be real. Maybe we'll call this person. They could have been the one that hacked us. It turned out it was you, Min.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible turn of events, yeah. You've got to admit.
We're talking about, it's almost like a romantic comedy of comedy, okay, that you've got your big shot because of this bit of confusion. You wowed us with your joke the other day. Our audience wants us to offer you a slot. I reckon 90 seconds as part of all-day breakfast. Have you got 90 seconds? I reckon you could get about 7 or 8 jokes in 90 seconds, similar to the other one. Do you reckon you could do that on stage?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay.
Mate.
Let's go.
Now, this is a sold-out
Lynn, let's
show.
Let's go, man. I'm loving this, mate.
This is a sold-out show at Melbourne's, you know, home of independent comedy, all right?
Yeah.
This is a big deal. People work a long time to get a shot like this. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling very great. But let me tell you, I think that 3 minutes may be a little bit too short for my talent. I think I can do it better if given 5 or 6.
Okay, Min, I got to tell you, no chance. All right? Absolutely
Min,
no chance.
You're talking to someone, Matt O'Kine. Do you know, have you seen Matt O'Kine's work before in the field of comedy or acting or music?
Who?
Yep. Okay, that's all we need to hear. Min, thank you very much.
The person who's talking to you across the desk from me right now was the winner of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival's Best Newcomer. Okay?
Okay.
He's gone on to win many other awards for his comedy. But even Matt O'Kine, early in his career, he bombed a few times, all right? So I reckon you have a quick chat to him about what's the best thing to do for your first gigs and to prepare yourself, because there is a chance, Min, and we did hear your jokes, I reckon we'll go, right, there is a chance that people may not laugh. It's always a chance. Even the best even the best comedians have an off night, all right? So, Matt, have you got any advice for Min for his first ever stand-up gig? Is this your first ever stand-up gig, Min?
That's right.
Oh, okay, boy. Min, here we go. What people are looking for when it comes to a competition-style performance is, one, originality, okay? Are your jokes original? People don't want to pay money for things that they could read on the internet, okay? So we want to hear original material, material that only Min could come up with.
Okay, I've got plenty of that.
Good, okay. The second thing is we want performance, all right? We're going to be looking at the performance. We want you to engage with everyone in the audience. That doesn't mean talking to people, but that just means sharing the love with your eyes, scanning the room, making everyone feel seen, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what you want to do. You want to be proud when you're on stage. Make sure that you're locking eyes with everyone in the audience, okay? And the third thing, and I mean this, Min, stick to time, because we will cut your mic.
Okay.
All right, we have no problems. I will personally walk out and turn the fuses off and the fuse box myself if I have to, Min.
All right, Min, I thought about 90 seconds. You think about 6 minutes. How about this? Okay. We'll keep going as long as you can keep the audience going. All right?
Okay.
You ever heard of the Australian show Hey, Hey, It's Saturday?
Yeah, I even have a thank you speech for you guys, and it took about 30 seconds already, and if it's given 90 seconds,
Okay. Hey, Min, I got to tell you, here's another tip: don't do your thank you speeches on stage. Okay, forget it. We don't. We already feel your thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's part of my show.
Okay. Well, how about this? We'll let you do your thank you speech now, and then on Wednesday night at Comedy Republic, live on stage, you just hit us with the jokes. Just hit us with the funny. But we'll give you 30 seconds to finish up this phone call with your thank you speech. Take it away, mate.
Oh, yeah. So I just want to give my most appreciate thanks to Matt and Alex podcast for giving me this chance to speak in front of hundreds of people in my very first comedy show. And I would like to give my thanks to the people who voted for me, who supported me so that I can be here. And I love to give my thanks to my family, who is having no idea that I'm going to stand on stage and spitting nonsense. And I love to.
Man,
that's incredible, Min. That's really good. And I'm very much looking forward to, let's, after this big gig on Wednesday, we'll catch up with you again. I want, next time we talk to you after the gig, I want your family to have found out that you've done a stand-up comedy set in Melbourne, Australia. It'll be your second language, because you're from Vietnam. So is English your second or third language? Or
English is my second language.
I mean, that's amazing in itself to get up and do public speaking in your second language at short notice. I'm rooting for you, Min. Matt's rooting for you. Bron's rooting for you. The all-day breakfast community is rooting for you. And we cannot wait to see your debut stand-up comedy set live this Wednesday. If you are listening, if you can't make it to Comedy Republic, if you missed out on tickets, do not worry. We're going to be filming this big event. And it's also going to be coming out on Friday's podcast, which will be our 1,000th episode ever.
What's up, Min?
Yeah, I can I ask if I can can use a little bit of curse word or racist or be racist? It cannot allow, right?
No, I don't think we can do racist material. Yeah. You can do...
Yeah, just asking.
No.
To make sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's good to ask. Yeah. Good to ask.
If I am not allowed to be racist, then 3 minutes is okay.
Okay. All right. Ooh. Well, I look forward to Wednesday even more, Min. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Thank
you, then.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Bron. Because Matt and I are going to be on stage, we need to react to these jokes for the first time. But you're going to have to get his set out of him beforehand, all right? We're responsible for what goes to air. You're going to have to be an audience of one for Min. You're going to have to tick and cross his material. We cannot... I don't think we can allow him to do the director's cut.
I'm worried. I'm actually concerned.
No, look, he checked. It's fine. He's not going to do it.
Racism wasn't even on my radar of things to be worried about.
Okay, listen. You know, comedy is about testing boundaries. And I know some very good comedians who have done some questionable things on stage.
Yeah.
Myself included. If you heard that 2004 set, woof, you know? So let's give this guy a chance.
Is it, if a tree falls in a forest with no one around, does it make a sound? If a comedian gets cancelled before their first set is even finished, are they technically a comedian?
Let's find out on Wednesdays, Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Click fish.
Click fish.
With producer Bron.
Yes, producer Bron just can't help clicking on articles that most of us are tempted by, but far too principled to give the websites that which they desire, which is our clicks. Bron, what have you been munching on this week?
So, headline, exclusive, baby fever hits. You'll never guess who's expecting.
You'll never guess
who is
expecting a baby?
Yes.
Okay.
That's an accurate headline. I could never guess who is expecting a baby. And I've usually click these things.
Who is the most likely person to be having a baby right now?
All right, I'm going to go for someone who's maybe a little bit older. I'm going to say Meryl Streep. How old is Meryl Streep? Meryl Streep is 74. Okay, so that may be slightly
medical
too
marvel.
Old.
Maggie Smith. How about Maggie Smith? Played Professor McGonagall in Harry Potter.
She's 89
years old. I was thinking you were saying Maggie Beer,
old.
And I thought that's a bit random to bring up.
Yeah, Maggie Beer. Maggie Beer could be. She's 79 years
Ida
old.
Ida Buttrose.
I think a bit too old as well. Ida Buttrose is 82. Okay, who is having a baby? Bron?
I am. I'm pregnant.
What? Are you serious?
Bron?
I'm pregnant.
Oh, I'm
what?
Giving you a hug.
Oh, my God.
What? Bron's having a baby?
What?
That's crazy, Bron.
Yeah. How many? How many weeks?
To clickfish.
Oh,
wow.
Now I know why you were doing Feb fast.
Yeah, it was a Feb fast. Yeah, it was.
Wow.
What?
And March fast and April fast.
Very cool.
Wow, okay.
Tell us all about it. What are we thought? Names, ideas?
Tell us everything. How did it happen?
Take us to the night. Or day. What, tell us more. When's it due?
Late September. We're due, yes.
And so September, what does that give your child horoscope for Matt and Alex horoscopes?
Depends when it comes, because it'll be right around the time that Virgo turns into Libra. So depending if it comes on time early or a couple of days late even, it might go either way. But both seem fine. I've looked it up.
Yeah. That's it. And how is Steve feeling about all of this?
He's excited. Everyone's just wrapped. We're so happy.
And are you going to find out what you're having?
We're finding out next week what it is.
Oh, okay. Wow. Interesting,
well,
are
you going to call the baby Matt or Alex? This is going to be a very tough 50-50 decision, Bron.
Do you know what? This is a really exciting thing, Bron, because regardless if you have a boy or a girl, you can call them Matt or Alex.
Mm.
You know? So if it's a girl, you can call them Alex. And if it's a guy, you can call them Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Or Matilda.
Matilda.
Mm.
Yeah, and Alex is for boy. So you covered either way.
That's
all right?
True.
So we got you, boo.
Well, that's very exciting news,
Bron. I'm buzzing.
And a big hello to Bron's family, who obviously are finding out from this, because Bron would have told us first, and now you're hearing for the very first time. So congratulations. I mean, that's just so great, Bron.
Thank you.
I'm so happy. Well, let's just celebrate now. Let's hit the... Do you have an actual clickfish, or do we not need one?
I don't think we need one for today.
No, that's just massive stuff.
Yeah, this
is
great.
Goodness.
Okay.
When we went out to drinks the other night and Alex was asking about... because I ordered a mocktail, which is very unusual. I was like, I reckon he knows.
Oh, I had no idea.
You feel so sus, don't you? Like, my partner had to do it all through Christmas. And it's like, oh, yeah, I'm just not going to drink this Christmas. Everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
Just say, there's always something sus.
The lies have been, like, I've been going, like, now that we're telling our friends and stuff, I'm having to go back and be like, remember that day I said I couldn't go out? It's because I was actually feeling, like, shit.
Yes. Wow. Have you been getting, morning sickness?
For about pretty much 5 weeks straight, I felt terrible for like 24 hours a day. I've thrown up. I threw up this morning. I haven't been feeling that good, but I'm slowly, I think, seeing the other end of that. So,
goodness gracious.
Well, this is just such great news.
Tell us what reactions you got from family and friends when you let them know.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's stoked. Everyone's so happy. It's the first baby on my side of the family, Steve's side of the family. Everyone's super excited.
Such a loved little thing.
We had a hottest 100/ housewarming party at our house, and I knew then. I basically have known every single recording this year. I found out the day before we started
our first show back
of the year. I found out the day before, and I've been feeling terrible every recording
because you've been lying to us for months.
Wow, I don't know if I can ever trust you again, Bron.
Yeah, you betrayed us.
Yeah. I was pretending to drink out of one of those red plastic cups, and I bought like a non-alcoholic version of a normal drink that I would drink and like put it in that bottle. It's like there's all these mind games of like trying to keep it together.
Yeah, damn. Well, now the veil is down and it's full party mode. When's the baby shower? Matt and I are invited to that.
I think we are going to do a baby shower. I don't know when it's happening, what's going on.
Well, that is just such great news, Bron. And what a beautiful way to end this Monday morning show. Thank you for sharing that with us. We just can't be more happy for you and Steve and little Matt.
Producer Bron producing the greatest gift of all. A new listener to Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Really amazing stuff, Bron. And thank you very much for listening to the show today.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.
That is so nice.
Congrats, Bron. That's just the best news.